Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and that means you're listening to Deb Wolf, and I am calling in from Camp Good Dog up here in Canada, as y'all know by now. And today we're talking with Becky Starr. You know about her too. Oh my goodness, so many magazines. If you like cats or dogs, or if you're a vet, you probably know all about her magazines. And she's here to talk to us today about the nose. She's coming to us from California. But at any moment, we might break off because we are on the Wiggy watch. We are watching for Wiggy. Yes, that's right. That adorable Pomeranian that's dressed up all the time on TV, on the Housewives show and the Vanderpump show. We are watching for Wiggy. And when Wiggy gets to the microphone, we're going to cut and talk with Wiggy because, you know, he is a superstar in the dog world. So, okay, Becky, let's talk about the nose. Welcome to the show, Becky Starr.
We're going to talk fast today. I just want to tell you one quick little thing. Wiggy is actually Jiggy.
Jiggy!
Just
why
so
is
you
it
know.
Spelled... Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do you know what? It's I've been reading articles about him and his fashion design and all sorts of things about him. It's pretty amazing. He's a very indulged little dog.
That's the famous little Jiggy. Okay,
right.
So we're going to talk quick today, and I love the saying, the nose knows. We all know, you know, how many of us love our pet's noses, to smush them, kiss them, hug them. But are you aware that smell for a dog or a cat is what vision is to humans? It's actually their memory system. It's their primary sense in dealing with the world. And dogs have hundreds of thousands times more scent receptor cells than humans do, which is why they, you know, bring on dogs to sniff out, you know, and track, rescue, drug, bomb detection, detecting a variety of specific scents. So it's really important for us to make sure we know what a healthy nose looks like and get acquainted with the look and shape and color of your dog's nose. Now, of course, every dog has a different type of nose due to their breed, so you kind of want to look at what's normal for your breed. But the best temperature for a dog's or cat's nose is a little bit cool, a little bit moist, not overly wet, not too hot. And then again, breed specific, if it's black or pink or spotted. So the first thing you want to do is look at the nose. Watch how they breathe. And that'll give you an indicator of what's the normal. If you have things you want to watch out for is, you know, because we know they put their nose in just about anything and where it doesn't belong. And so this can cause a lot of problems.
Well, I want to ask you about that. If their nose is so strong that they could smell something, like I know the world, you know, one of the world's most rewarded dogs has smelled a person 80 feet under the snow and rescued them for an avalanche. Okay,
that's
so
right.
If they could do that, how come they got to get their nose right up against your crotch? Why? Why can't they smell from 2 feet?
I would have to agree with you. I would think they'd be smart enough not to put their nose where we think it doesn't belong. But, you know, that smell right up on the crotch and right up into, you know, the places that, you know, can you imagine us humans walking around sniffing each other? It gives them identity. It gives
well,
them
Well, thank
that.
You, Becky. I just did because of your comment. Oh, no.
It
yeah,
gives
it would
identity.
Be a different world if we were all naked and we smelled each other to greet each other.
Can you imagine?
No, not really. Especially not without, like, you know, most dogs bathe a couple times a year. No.
Can you imagine walking through the grocery
different.
Store?
An elevator.
Anyway, so yes. So because of this problem, and it is their memory system, it's their vision, You know, anything can happen from something simple of getting something logged up into their nose to a full-on infection. And there's lots of diseases that actually come with the nose. So quickly what you want to look at, if they start sneezing, if there's a nosebleed, if there's some type of thick yellow discharge, if there's inflammation or swelling, if you see them kind of when they're sleeping, if there's a lot of noise happening, there could be a growth or a passage or a tumor in there, a foreign body in the nasal passage, crustiness, really dry, blistering. It can be nothing more than even a sunburn, but again, it can also be some type of disease. If they have a runny nose, usually that's more of an indicator of an allergy or a sinus infection. But a runny nose can also be a sign of distemper. So it's very important for you to you know, I think we take their noses for granted other than being disgusted with where they put them. I think it's very important for you to look at that nose and watch what it's doing and any kind of indicator to you, because it can be, like I said, something simple, something stuck up in there, or all the way to, you know, a distemper, you know, or a tumor,
yeah,
or growth.
Yeah, you know, I also want to add to this conversation, even though I live in a part of the world where it rains a lot, there's still enough sun here that dogs get skin cancer. And so if you live in California or Arizona or someplace where there's loads of sunshine, the dogs with the bald spots, the freckles, the blue eyes, the lovely little white patches, pink little noses, brown noses, they're more likely than the rest. And so if there's something odd about the bridge of your dog's nose or the tissue on the end, if it looks hard or flaky or oozy or anything at all, it could be something you need to see the vet about. You might need it burnt off, just like people get, and it won't, you know, be simple, easy. But if you leave it and it grows, it can become a really big problem. So for a lot of people, your vet might even recommend sunscreen. And you want to make sure you use something that's good for animals, because a lot of the human products have zinc in them. And if they lick that, they get the runs. So you don't want to find that out the hard way at the beach. But sunscreen on the tops of those freckly, blue-eyed, bare noses, and white dogs, and the black dogs actually too, tend to have more problems with skin cancer than others. So just next time you're at the vet, if you live in a place with a lot of sun, ask him about it, because he might have a recommendation for you that will prevent what you don't want, which is, you know, skin cancer. They're as exposed as we are, right?
That's right. And again, you know, because of the nose getting into so much stuff, and, you know, let's say you are around a lot of wildlife, you know, ducks or geese or, you know, possums, raccoons, any wildlife, when they, you know, go to the bathroom, they vomit out in the world, and your dog is stopping and sniffing everything on the grass. While we know our dogs want to sniff, you also have to be cautious of. Many times, I'm sure you'll know what I'm talking about, is they'll start licking. They'll get their nose down into something in a bush or in the grass, and they sniff really, really deep and hard and long, and then they'll start licking. And you want to avoid that. That nose doesn't know what's best for them. It does as
yes,
far as
it might smell something delicious, like the tiny end of a hot dog behind a piece of broken glass, over top some antifreeze, underneath some rusted old bed, you know, parts. It's not distinguishing enough. So people tend to think that a dog is indestructible. But there's a lot out there that can harm a dog. And when you're talking about a dog like Jiggy, who's coming up next, he's so tiny. You know, even a teaspoon of antifreeze can kill a St. Bernard. But what about a little dog named, like, Jiggy, you know, a tiny little toy dog? It gets the wrong thing on the end of a zipper, a little bit of a button. Who knows what? If your dog's on prednisone or any kind of steroid, it's going to want to eat everything. So you got to watch.
Yes. So when you're walking your dog, realize that that nose is very sensitive, and only allow them a second, you know, to, okay, sniff the tree or sniff this little thing, but don't let them linger. Pull them away, get them away, and if you see them get that tongue out, get them away from it, because they could pick up Giardia, infections, distemper. Every kind of disease can be out in the remnants left in public. And especially nowadays, you know, with these people out there, sick people, you know, of poisoning treats. And so, you know, make sure when your dog is sticking their nose into things that you see what they're sticking it into, and don't let them linger. Don't let them stay very long. Even if you think they're enjoying themselves, it can be very detrimental and harmful to them. And one thing you were saying about sunscreen, one of the things, if anyone knows Jiggy from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's coming on next, Jiggy has alopecia, and so he has no hair, and they keep him dressed all the time out here in Beverly Hills, California, and he has quite an array of a wardrobe, but this is one of the reasons they keep clothing on him.
Well, we'll be back in a moment and talk to Jiggy himself. Thank you so much for joining me,
bye.
Becky. Thanks,
have
Becky,
fun.
Next week. All right, stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Dog Radio. We'll be back in a moment with the great Jiggy.
And anytime you're near,